Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in studio right now, I have Bill Dagowski and Karen Carl from the Rockaway Mountain Hawk Watch. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Rick. Thanks.
This is an exciting time of year if you're into birding, and because bird migration coming back, and there's no better place to see that happen than in the Copper Country, especially up from where you folks are up from in Copper Harbor.
Well, the whole Keweenaw is a spectacular place to see the migration. There's over 350 species of birds that migrate to and through the Keweenaw. We're really fortunate to have Brockway Mountain, which is a very high point in near the tip of the Keweenaw, and the ability to drive up to there and view from your car, or get out and spend the day in a lawn chair nowhere else in the Midwest is equivalent to the opportunity you have on Brockway Mountain.
And the month of May is kind of like right in the middle. It's that sort of that prime month, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the sweet spot. From early May till early June, if you have south winds, you can count on seeing hundreds and maybe thousands of hawks and eagles in just a few hours.
My daughter is huge into any kind of birds of prey. She loves raptors, and her favorite is the peregrine falcon, so she's really interested in the falcons that are here on the Portage Lake Lift Bridge, but then she loves hawks and stuff, and I've been telling her I'm going to bring her up this year to be able to see it. One of her Christmas presents was a professional grade set pair of binoculars, because she can't wait to do this. It was for a while, it's what she wanted to do with her living, for a living, until she realized how much money she could make as a computer programmer. So as soon as she can find a way to balance out the two, I think she'll be, you know, all set. So she's kind of one of those people, you know, that you see that come up to Copper Harbor. They're bird enthusiasts that cherish this time of year and take advantage of what's here.
Well, birders come from all over the country and all over the Midwest to come to Keweenaw County and to Brockway Mountain to see this migration. We always encourage them to watch the weather, and if there's a south breeze, especially for a few days, you can see a migration like nowhere else. You're eye level with many of the birds. You're actually looking down at some of them, which is very unusual to be able to do that. And again, like I say, you could see hundreds or even thousands in just a few hours of watching, with or without binoculars. They come right in. They'll come scary close to you.
Sometimes eye level, like they come.
They'll come within
come right
10
past
feet
your head.
Yeah. And a good opportunity to get pictures. Even a novice photographer can get some really good pictures of birds, hawks and eagles coming through within a few yards of you.
A lot of people up there with their spotting scopes and binoculars, but also with their cameras.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of photographers come and because they take that opportunity to see them so close, because they're like right above you, right past you, sometimes below you. I mean, you can look down and see them flying through the valley, which is really super cool too.
Now, what do you do to sort of monitor the number of birds and the type of birds that come through?
Well, that's what our hawk counter does. He's hired by the Brockway Mountain Hawk Watch, and he is up there from March 15th to June 15th, every day but one day a week, where we get a sub counter. So he does it 6 days a week, and a sub counter does one. And it's set up that there is a certain place where they mark in your head. You don't like put a marker up, but from here, so, and over here, that he watches them come through that specific area. And he counts eastbound and westbound birds. So anything that's like something's flying behind him, he doesn't count that. He's not looking all around. He's got a certain area marked off, and that's where he counts. So there's actually 16 raptors that we do keep track of. There's more out there, but those are the 16. And he counts by protocol that's set by HUMANA, the Hawk Migration Association of North America. So we follow the protocol set by them, and they're the ones that we send the data to. And they compile it with all kinds of other data that comes in from hawk watches all over the country. And they put it in a big database, and they can compile that data and come up with a way to see if these birds are declining, if they're increasing, what's happening. So monitoring changes is a real good indicator of what's going on in their lives and in our environment.
Are there other locations nearby that we do this?
Whitefish Point has a hawk watch, and to the west of us, Duluth has a hawk watch. Theirs is in fall. And there's one at the Straits of Mackinac that's fairly new. So around the Great Lakes, we're really a major contributor for where we are on Superior between those two. So it's really important data that we're collecting to the Great Lakes region specifically.
The individual who's doing the counting, what sort of qualifications does a person like that have to be that person?
Just be really good at identifying birds. And these guys are amazing. They can look at birds a mile away, and just by the structure of their wings or their flight patterns, they know what they are. I mean, they're amazing. I've been trying to learn how to hawk ID for years and years, and it's like they stun me. But they do this all over the country. There's these guys, they go from count to count, and that's what they do. And they're amazing. And we just, you get a good one and you grab onto them. our guy right now, his name is Tim Bearwald, and he's been fabulous. He not only is a great hawk ID encounter, but he's a photographer. So he writes on our website, and he puts up his pictures, and it's just all that's so beneficial to the awareness of what's going on, because we get photos and stories and on our website.
Well, you've mentioned the website and photos now, so you got to give out the website because they're going to run into their computers now and want to take
right,
a look
right.
at
Right, right, and
so.
This is, it's great. The website is brockwayhawkwatch.org, and we also have a Facebook page, which is Brockway Mountain Hawk Watch, and it's a verified site on Facebook. So information is put on that on a regular basis, and then he posts on the website. Also on the website, there's links to the Humana Hawk Count site, which is where our counter puts daily totals. So if you go to the brockwayhawkwatch.org, you can find a link to Hawk Count, and then look at the every day he puts data up. Even things, I mean, he doesn't just count the birds, he does wind speed, weather patterns, all that stuff. And that's on the link to Hawk Count.
Does the public ever get a chance to be able to talk to this fella and be able to ask him some questions?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be interesting to talk to.
He's great with the guests. He's so informative. He likes talking to people. If he's got a bunch of kettling hawks or something, he can't look away. But it's not busy all the time, and he's very willing and able to talk to people and inform them about what's going on.
You have an opportunity for the public coming up here that we want to have a chance to talk about. So I don't know if, Bill, you want to take that, or Karen, if you
Karen,
like.
Karen, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Your event coming up?
The event. Okay, we do. We've got a great event. It's a fundraising event. Vic Berardi, he's a great photographer, renowned hawk enthusiast, and he's going to be coming up and doing a presentation and show many of his stunning photographs and talk about some of his adventures photographing raptors in different areas of the country, including Brockway Mountain. And then that will be followed directly a party across the street at the Mariner North, kind of a meet and greet per se with Vic and everybody that was at the presentation. And we're going to have like desserts and some Michigan wines, local beers. We have a silent auction, a 50-50 raffle, and we're also going to be doing some door prizes. So it should be pretty fun.
This is to help fund the Hawk Watch for next year.
Yep, it's a fundraising event.
And it's a continued effort throughout the year to be able to fund this. And the bird counter is a paid bird counter, and very good at it. And there's other things that other costs involve in having the Hawk Watch, but we've had several benefits over the years to maintain this, and a lot of private donations too, individual private donations, which there's envelopes available throughout town and up at the Hawk Watch shack, the Bird Watcher shack, and we'll take anything we can get to help keep this going.
Well, that's a good thing for people to keep in mind, too. It doesn't cost anything to go birding, to go up and look at birds. No. And Brockway Mountain's free to go up as long as you can get up the road, if the road's clear from the snow. And by May 7th, we would expect that it would be, most likely.
Well, the road's been closed currently, but we're expecting it to be open here on the 2nd, which is this coming Monday. The road commission is going to go up there and make sure the road's in good shape, and they're very optimistic that it's going to be open to the public on Monday afternoon, and then thereafter. So,
and so my point is that, you know, you go up to visit Brockway Mountain, and driving up there is free. Going, participating in the birding is free. So, but to create the environment like what you have done, so that's part, it's not so free. I mean, so somebody's got to do that.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Know. And yeah, so you consider that as part of, you know, hey, you're up there enjoying it. Make sure that it's available for the people that come after you to continue to enjoy.
Yeah, that's very true. And we have a committee and that throughout the year we talk about what we're going to do to raise the money and find people to donate. And we have advertising throughout the year that magazines and throughout the Midwest to try and promote this and get people up here. And it's very good for the community. You know, the restaurants, the motels, people come up and some of them stay a week or two to bird, and some just come up for an afternoon. But it, once you do it, you're hooked. And if you get to Brockway Mountain on a good day, almost guarantee you're going to come back every year to see this phenomena. It's really something spectacular.
I am going to come up. That's part of the big plan coming up. If I can't make it because I've got work on the 7th, but then you're on the 14th, which is the following weekend, I've got plans to definitely go up there. I want to bring my daughter up there with her binoculars for sure. I've been to a number of zoos because being from downstate, the Toledo Zoo, the Detroit Zoo, other zoos that I've been to, and there's always a raptor exhibit. There's always a place where they have birds. And you go in, and oftentimes, you know, they're going to be in a very enclosed place. They're just sort of just sitting there, and you feel kind of sad for them. You know, it's not really what a raptor looks like. I have yet to be able to see them in all their glory, like on Brockway Mountain, and I'm sure it's going to be a breathtaking moment to be able to experience that, and I can't wait.
Oh yeah, when you get a golden eagle hit the updraft right at the edge of the mountain, and you're standing there, and he comes within a few feet of you. It's with a 7-foot wingspan, it's a little scary and it's breathtaking.
It's, I mean, awesome.
They're gorgeous and they're powerful, and they catch a breeze, and they, you know, they're going by at 50, 60 miles an hour easily, just tucking their wings and go. You know, these birds are just incredible. The peregrines, of course, go almost 200 miles an hour in a stoop. And then there's not just the raptors, too, that you're going to see up there. There's songbirds along the way. The indigo bunnings in early June, you know, which is a bright blue, it's a small bird, bright blue with black wings, they use the edge of Brockway Mountain as a mating ground, and you can get within a few yards of those and watch them. They'll sit for half an hour, an hour, singing on the top of a treetop right next to the road, which is eye level. It's a 60-foot tree, but they're right next to the road with just the top showing, and it's one of the rare opportunities to get to see a bird like that.
Now I'm going to go ahead and ask it, even though I know it sounds like a dumb question, but we know there's no such thing. But just in case anybody's thinking, since you brought up how frightening the birds are, is there any danger when you're up there with the birds, especially the larger raptors?
Not much.
No. They're not. They're on a mission.
Because I've seen the Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Yeah, so. No.
If you were a small dog, you might be a little worried.
Right, but, right. Don't let your little pets run around.
They are hungry, you know, and they're traveling. A lot of these birds travel 10,000 miles. They're coming from South America, and takes weeks and maybe months to get from Colombia or Venezuela through the Isthmus of Panama, all up through Mexico, Texas, up the Mississippi Valley, and then over to the UP. And that's why this is such a good spot, because we're a peninsula facing north and dead ending out in the Lake Superior, and birds like the broadwing hawk won't cross the large bodies of water. So they hit the end of the Keweenaw, back up a little bit, and then head over to Whitefish and maybe cross at Whitefish Point over into Canada to head up into Quebec or anywhere in northern Ontario. But it's a long journey, and you know, and right now there's a lot of pent-up birds because of the bad weather down in Louisiana and Texas, you know, all those storms we've been hearing about. Well, the birds have been waiting that out, and now that it's cleared up some, we're going to start seeing huge numbers of birds in May. So we're really looking forward to big counts in on the coming month.
I don't imagine you have much of a pigeon problem on Brockway Mountain.
Haven't seen a pigeon up there. Actually, we did see one. There was a pigeon there, and it was famous to the locals for about a month or so, but then never heard from them again.
For the amateur birder, and you know, when I say that, I mean people who have very little experience. They're going out. They, you know, maybe they hear this interview and they think, I'm going to go up there and try this out. Is there any materials within Copper Harbor that might be able to help them get started, or guidebooks or anything like
Definitely.
That?
Definitely. Yeah, there's a few bookstores that have great field guides, books, and
Laughing Loon has got some excellent bird books and a large assortment of them. You know, and you can learn to identify the hawks and eagles and not just up close, but long-range profiles. You can tell what the birds are from further away. And spending time up there with one of these books or even pamphlets that you can get that show some of the more popular hawks, you can get pretty good at it in just a few hours. And then spending time around Tim or other veteran birders, you'll learn more in a few hours with them than you could in hours in a classroom or reading all the books, you know, for
That's
years.
Absolutely true, because the books are great, but
they teach you little
see
tips.
Them flying. That's when you really learn.
You learn their profiles, you know, how a golden eagle is different from a bald eagle, and how you learn juveniles, the young birds versus the adult birds, and dark phases, light phases. All these hawks are, there's little bits of difference, and you learn the differences pretty quick once you actually see them and how they fly. You know, just you can see a mile away how a bird flies and have a good idea what kind of hawk it is.
The birding community, those that are up there, been doing it for a number of years. They come back every year. What's the, you know, are they generally approachable and willing to talk about the birds?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a motel in Copper Harbor, and pretty much anybody that comes and asks questions, they send them to me because I have a shop open in the summer, and it's great because they'll come and they'll say, hey, I heard a bird that did this, and they'll try to whistle a song, and it's amazing because we usually can find out what it is, but and there's field guides available also, but anybody that's around and that's into the birds would be very happy to tell people where they can find some bird they're looking for, or you know what's here right now. And yeah, we're very bird
There's
bird watcher
apps
friendly.
Apps on your phones now, yeah. You know, that you can listen to every bird in the world, actually, but also just specific to Michigan or northern Michigan local birds. You can listen to all the different songbirds, to the hawks, to the owls, but they're really pretty cool to listen to. And you can actually call the birds in with these. A lot of people are doing that now.
Okay, for your big event on May 7th, $25 donation. Do you need to buy or do that in advance?
No. You can just do it at the door at the presentation. We'll collect the money and you get your hand stamped, so you're good for the event. You know, for the party across the street, and we're giving the Brockway Mountain sticker, which will have numbers on it, which we'll be pulling door prizes with too. So you'll get all that at the presentation. and then we'll go across the street after and for the party.
Okay, where is all this located, and what time does it start again?
It starts at 6 o'clock, and the presentation with Vic is at the Copper Harbor Community Hall, which is where the township offices are and where the post office is. And then right across the street is the Mariner North. And that will probably, the presentation will go until 7:30, and then we'll go across and have the meet and greet after that.
Well, sounds like a whole lot of fun. I hope you get a lot of people up there and have a great time.
Yeah, and feel free to spend the weekend up there. You know, hopefully the weather is great, that early May can be beautiful, no bugs. It's warm enough many times. You can be up on the mountain without a jacket if it's not too windy. But don't just spend an hour up there. You know, spend several hours and really enjoy it.
Bill and Karen, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you for having us.
Thanks for bringing us along.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.